Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Dave Mack. Amy Beth Taylor loses more than just her cool after her ex blew her off at a Lil Wayne concert they planned to attend. So she set his Hartselle, Alabama house on fire. Taylor, 46, made even more irate by the fact that the ex avoided her calls. According to an affidavit, Taylor walked into a shed on the property and, quote, threatened to burn down the man's home or the shed. Not long after Taylor was seen leaving the shed, a witness tells police a woman living on the property called her saying her room is filled with smoke. When the woman, who also lives in the home, opens the door of her room, the rest of the house was filled with smoke. Police arrest Taylor and book her into the Morgan County Jail. Bail set at $20,000 with orders to not contact the property owner, her ex, or any of the witnesses. Amy Beth Taylor, 46, now charged with first-degree arson. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The suburban streets of Cranford, New Jersey, were instantly transformed into the scene of a calculated execution, a horror the victims' families insist was no accident. A 17-year-old driver allegedly ended months of harassment by deliberately striking two teenagers riding an e-bike, leaving the two girls, Maria Niotis and Isabella Salas, both 17, to die in the roadway. The perpetrator, ID'd as 17-year-old Vincent Battaloro from neighboring Garwood, was taken into custody shortly after the incident. He has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. The grotesque details reveal a chilling lack of remorse. Witnesses say the crash occurred around 5:26 p.m. on the 40th block of Burnside Avenue. Battaloro allegedly struck the girls while driving a black 2021 Jeep Compass with tinted windows. According to witnesses, he then continued driving, dragging one of the bikes and victims beneath his Jeep until the bike disabled the SUV, forcing it to stop. High school student Amanda Pota spoke to the media.
It's just absolutely sickening. Like, I literally wanted to puke. It was so horrible. I just feel so awful for the family and the mother that I saw. It was really bad.
Battaloro then fled the scene on foot. Niotis and Salas were rushed to area hospitals, but sadly died of their catastrophic injuries. The families of the victims have since issued an impassioned statement stating, quote, "This was not an e-bike accident, and it was not a hit and run. This was murder in the first degree," end quote. They confirmed that the suspect had been plotting this attack against Maria for months, explicitly targeting her. Isabella was killed, they say, only because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Neighbors and friends corroborated the claims. These two neighbors spoke to the media.
He's been parked out front of her house.
Online,
in
following
school.
Her.
Yeah.
It was, the school was notified. The police were notified, for 3 months now.
And nothing happened?
No.
He was never stopped?
No.
Despite the escalating threat, which was allegedly reported to the Cranford Public Schools and led Maria to file police complaints, the lethal assault was not averted. Battaloro was identified and issued 15 municipal citations for the incident, including leaving the scene of an accident, reckless driving, speeding, and driving without a license or insurance. He is the nephew of Westfield Police Chief Christopher Battaloro, who issued a statement condemning his nephew's actions and demanding full legal consequences. Although the proceedings are currently sealed as a juvenile matter in Union County Family Court, the severity of the charges, first-degree murder, means prosecutors can seek to waive the case to adult court, which is legally possible for juveniles 15 or older in homicide cases. Anyone with any information is urged to contact the Union County Prosecutor's Office Homicide Task Force at 908-370-4318 or Cranford Police at 908-276-0171.
I'm Nicole Parton. A man is accused of killing his wife just days after police
had transported him back to her home following an arrest related to a violent domestic altercation. The Arlington Police Department reported that officers first responded to a call about a domestic dispute at the residence of 53-year-old Mary Spears on September 17. Upon arrival, authorities discovered that Mary's husband, 55-year-old Frederick Spears, who had recently been permitted to stay with her, had engaged in a heated argument with a family member. During this dispute, he allegedly brandished two kitchen knives and threatened the other individual. Frederick was taken into custody and charged with aggravated assault related to family violence, subsequently posting bail the next day. The police report details that shortly after his release from the Arlington City Jail on September 18, Frederick requested a ride to Ms. Spears' home from an officer at the front desk from the Public Safety Center. An officer was assigned to accompany him, but once at the residence, Frederick once again began an argument with a family member. The officer ultimately told him to leave, and he did. On the morning of September 22, a family member received a troubling message from Frederick that raised alarm, prompting her to check on Mary. Upon searching for her, the family member found Mary unresponsive in the backyard, suffering from multiple stab wounds. Detectives later found that Frederick had sent messages to both Mary and other family members suggesting his involvement in her murder. Law enforcement eventually located Frederick at another residence where he allegedly brandished a knife and began inflicting wounds on himself. He reportedly refused to comply with officers' orders to drop the weapon, leading them to use less lethal rounds, which allowed them to safely apprehend him. As part of his bond conditions, an emergency protective order was issued, prohibiting Frederick from returning to Mary's home or contacting her or any family members. The department expressed regret for arranging transportation back to the home and is currently conducting a thorough administrative review to assess whether policy or procedural changes are necessary to prevent similar situations in the future. Frederick Spears now faces murder charges.
I'm Drew Nelson, a Detroit man whose kindness went viral after helping a stranger is now the victim of a shocking family betrayal. Curtis Dixon, age 60, was kidnapped, beaten, and left tied up beside his burning SUV on September 1st. Federal agents say his own nephew and four others conspired to rob him after he received $100,000 from TikTok influencer Zachary Darianowski.
I got $100,000 for you.
Oh, my God.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has charged Roland Terrell Chapman, Laika Lopez Martinez, Daniquia Stroman, Aisha Stroman, and Kenneth Paul Anderson with conspiring to commit kidnapping. Investigators say Dixon was lured by Lopez Martinez, who told him her car had broken down. When he stopped to help, armed suspects ambushed him, tied his hands and feet, and demanded money. They forced him to withdraw cash from ATMs and took him to his home, where two other suspects tied up his wife and stole a safe. Police later found Dixon near his burning GMC Yukon Denali. Witnesses pulled him from the fire just in time. Phone calls and ATM footage led federal agents to the suspects. Chapman, who is Dixon's nephew, was heard on a jail call before the crime, saying, quote, "I said that N-word better not make me turn a hustle." In another call, he said, quote, "I need some racks real quick." Racks meaning thousands of dollars. Search warrants turned up stolen items, guns, and drugs at the suspects' homes. The case unfolded just weeks after Dixon became known worldwide for his viral act of kindness. In August, he helped Darianowski, who was pretending to be blind, outside American Jewelry and Loan. When Darianowski revealed the truth, he gave Dixon $1,000 and later surprised him with a new car and $100,000 raised through a GoFundMe campaign. Dixon recalls the moment.
He tells me he's not blind. I'm like, whoa. So I'm testing him. I say, how many fingers? He says two. After that, my life just changed.
Dixon said he planned to use the money to rebuild his life after falling behind on bills. He had told Darianowski he was going to pawn his wedding ring to pay his electric bill the day they met. All five suspects remain in custody. The ATF says the investigation is ongoing. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast.
Guaranteed human.